everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to share with you the second most dangerous food you can eat if you're gluten sensitive. And that food is anything that contains yeast. Now, specifically, I'm talking about brewer's yeast and baker's yeast. And, you know, technically, that type of yeast is called Saccharomyces cerevisiae. And you find that in all yeasted breads. You find it in beer. You find it as a flavoring. That's also nutritional yeast for you people that are going to ask that question. It is the second most dangerous food substance because of cross-reaction. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I posted a series on, you know, dangerous foods for people who are gluten sensitive, and yeast was one of them. And just recently, that information was published and confirmed by Dr. Aristo Vojdani in a paper that was published in January of this year. I first saw it in October of 2012 at a conference that I was attending that he was at. And it's really scary. I mean, it is terribly scary. Now, if you want to remember what cross-reaction is, cross-reaction occurs when the antibodies that you are making to gluten, because, you know, your body thinks it's an invader and it's trying to kill it, cross-reaction occurs when those antibodies stick onto something else that's not gluten, okay, but looks close enough to it that the immune system says, hey, that looks like it, let's go kill it. That's called cross-reaction. Now, the number one most dangerous food for if you're gluten sensitive or celiac is milk products, and I cover that in another video. Number two is yeast. And all the ways that they, and I don't want to get into all the technical stuff because it takes too long, but you can look at the paper, buy the paper, it's worth buying, it's fantastic. They explain, I mean, every way they looked at it, you know, frontwards, backwards, upside down, yeast was the second biggest problem, the second biggest, most common, whatever word you want to use, cross reactor. Now, you find yeast in a lot of places. The mistake that a lot of people make when they go on a gluten-free diet is they immediately switch from eating gluten to eating gluten-free grains or gluten-free processed products like gluten-free bread, gluten-free muffins, gluten-free this and that, and those have yeast in them. And what you see clinically with a lot of people, with their experiences, you know, they get diagnosed gluten-sensitive or they're pretty sure they're gluten-sensitive, or they get diagnosed celiac disease, and just so everybody knows, I don't make the distinction between celiac and gluten sensitivity. They're both really the same thing, just one of them has progressed to a certain kind of autoimmune condition, and celiac is not the only kind of gluten sensitivity. So now that I've got that out of the way, if you've got that situation, people, you know, they'll go on a gluten-free diet and they may feel a little bit better, but you know, they kind of plateau, or they don't, or it's not really just the miraculous change that they read about or they see. And a lot of times those people are eating these cross-reactive foods like milk and or yeast. A lot of people consume yeast, nutritional yeast it's called, but it's the same yeast, it's Saccharomyces cerevisiae, to be healthy, and it's used as a flavoring in a lot of gluten-free products. You'll see it as like a yeast extract or autolyzed yeast extract. That's a problem. It can cross-react, and you end up having the same inflammatory response to it as you'd have to gluten, the exact same response. So what happens is you don't progress, and you think to yourself, well, this gluten-free diet thing really doesn't work. Well, it's not the gluten-free diet that doesn't work. It's the fact that you're still eating these cross-reactive foods. So it's very important if you're going to go on a gluten-free diet or you're trying to make these changes or you've got some kind of diagnosed autoimmune condition like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, vitiligo, whatever. If you're going to go on a gluten-free diet, you really need to make sure that you're not consuming things that can cross-react. Now notice I just said can cross-react because this is a lab setting and we know that cross-reaction does happen, but to be fair, it doesn't always happen in every single person. But I have to tell you, most of the time it is happening. Now one last thing I want to share with you about yeast. A certain group of people diagnosed with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, it's already known in the scientific literature that those people make antibodies to yeast. They're called ASCA antibodies, ASCA antibodies, and that stands for anti-Saccharomyces cerevisiae antibodies. Those people are already making antibodies to that, and I can guarantee you they're gluten sensitive. So if that's something that you have, or you know, somebody's got that you know, then you know they cannot be eating gluten, and they certainly can't be consuming yeast because it's also a bi-directional process. Eating yeast can cause you to make gluten antibodies if it wasn't bad enough. So number one most dangerous food is milk. Number two most dangerous food for people with gluten sensitivity or celiac is yeast, and that means brewer's yeast, baker's yeast. That's also known as Saccharomyces cerevisiae.